Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline runs from Superior underwater through the Straits of Mackinac to Ontario. Enbridge spokesman Michael Barnes says the drill will test their response plan.
To make sure that we're coordinated, we can get equipment on the scene effectively and timely.
U.S. Coast Guard Contingency Preparedness Specialist Steve Keck says this will be the largest drill they've done with Enbridge in the Straits.
This one's going to have dozens of boats on the water. We're going to have multiple aircraft. We're going to have drones out there. We're going to have wave gliders deployed by NOAA to give us real-time currents and winds on the water.
Keck says Coast Guard experts will examine if Enbridge's plan works in practice. Up to 500 responders are expected to take part. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio. Michigan Tech Great Lakes Research Center Director Guy Meadows says they'll be placing a buoy there that will measure the speed of flows from the surface to the bottom.
It's a very complicated region in terms of the flows shifting not only horizontally across the straits, but also vertically with depth.
Meadows says the flows affect Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline that runs from Superior, underwater through the straits, to Ontario. Enbridge spokesman Michael Barnes says they funded the research.
Knowing real-time data in that area will allow us to know if additional supports are needed. If they are, then we'll know where to place them.
Environmental groups have expressed concern over the integrity of the six-decade-old pipeline. Barnes says they're doing a spill response drill there next month. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.